am Sophia Santillan. I'm an assistant professor of the practice in the mechanical engineering department, and I'm also a Duke alum.
How has the going online affected your classes this semester?
Yeah, so in a lot of different ways, depending on the class. So I've made very different decisions from class to class. So for my math class, we were doing group quizzes anyway, and they were randomly assigned every Thursday. And so now I just use the breakout room feature in Zoom, and I assign group quizzes that way. And I think some of the students really prefer to use FaceTime so they can show each other their work, and I'm fine with that. And I'm also offering an 8:30 a.m. group quiz and an 8:30 p.m. group quiz, so that if one time zone works better for people, then that's fine. They can just pick which one they want to do. Dynamics, we're trying to, Dr. Lip and I are trying to run a take-home exam for our second exam, which will just be like a Sakai quiz that will open up and close 24 hours later, and people have 2 hours to take their exam. And then with my Bass Connections class, we had workshops where middle school girls would come to campus, and obviously they can't do that anymore because there are no middle schoolers coming and there are no undergrads to host. So we have moved all of our content online. So we have a YouTube channel, and we're posting a problem of the week, and people are talking about it. And then after a little while, we release a solution. And then we're also doing mentor spotlights where the undergrads are answering questions about being a woman in STEM. And we are doing a series of those once or twice a week for the next 4 weeks.
What would be some of the other challenging aspects? And on the flip side, something unexpected positive?
I think honestly the hardest thing for that class and all the classes is just seeing each other. And so we don't really need to meet for very long each week, but we're doing it anyway because we just all like each other and like checking in with each other and seeing everyone's faces and being silly and talking about what's frustrating and what's actually going okay. I feel like in any given class, the students are all turning their cameras on or they'll all have their cameras off. And it is really hard to run a class where you want some feedback, even if it's just if you want to see if people look confused and you can't see them. That's really hard.
Yes.
But I will say that that chat feature in Zoom where you can private message somebody, I think has gotten more people sending me messages asking specific questions about the material as we're covering it, which is nice. It's not people who I think would have originally sought out help in a like in-person class, but since I'm right there and they're right there, they'll just send me a private message saying, hey, is this the answer? Or like, how did you get blah, 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 which is nice.
Have you feel that you've had to invest a bunch more time to get your classes in an online format, or has it been easier to transition than you thought?
Has not been that bad. I have always used a document camera, which makes things nice because instead of plugging it into a projector, I'm just plugging it into my computer and broadcasting that. But yeah, some of the class prep has been a little bit more because I want to make sure that everybody can see my notes. So I'm doing notes like well ahead of time and then sending them out, and I'm trying to still think strategically about how to keep students engaged and doing work while they're far, far away. So yeah, it is more work to prep for classes, but I'm happy to do it, and it's kind of an interesting experiment that we've all been forced to
do. Do you have one piece of advice for students for this week, next week, with classes, getting through classes?
I guess if you can attend live, then I would. If you can't, I think I would maybe like schedule something in your calendar for like quote unquote attending class. In other words, watching the videos of whatever the class was. And then I would say reaching out with questions as much as possible. And even if that's classmates, like I would just say, everybody just stay connected, but like keep reaching out to those people that you were doing homework with when you were living right next to them. keep going to office hours. I just would say keep taking advantage of all the resources and speak up if you feel like you're drowning.
I'm Brian Bosom. I'm a junior that is double majoring in biomedical engineering and electrical and computer engineering.
How have the online classes been going generally since in your engineering courses? What major changes have you been seeing?
I think one thing that's taken place is there have been kind of some working through technical difficulties, but most of the professors have been able to kind of just extend their class time. So instead of having just a strict 75-minute lecture, I know that a couple of my lectures have gone over towards about 90 minutes. So we're still kind of going through all of the same content, even if there are some difficulties in getting people to split up into groups or things like that. All of my classes have utilized the breakout rooms in Zoom so far. So that's been kind of cool that you can still do some kind of pairing off into smaller groups and doing work like that. But for the most part, it's followed a similar kind of structure where there will be either handwritten notes that are on kind of the main screen instead of just looking up at a whiteboard, or going through a PowerPoint together and listening to what the professor teaches you.
And then how have you found it to be like in terms of being able to pay attention and focus in class in your own home or wherever you are? Have you found that it's been a different learning process for you?
So there's some positives and negatives. I feel like I'm able to kind of, I have my own little room where I'm able to do work. So I can close the door. I don't have any pets or anything to distract me like that. So that's helpful. But on the other hand, because I'm on my computer, I can easily like pull the Zoom lecture to half of the screen and then pull up social media on the other half of the screen. So sometimes it's a little tough if I already have my computer out when I'm in normal lectures. I'll just take notes on paper. So that's kind of an added distraction. But I think that it is kind of similar in terms of how easy it is to pay attention and kind of stay on track.
And did you in any of your engineering classes have a hands-on or lab component that has now been also changed because of this situation?
Yeah, so the main class that would be for is BME 303, which is the imaging class. So for example, this past Wednesday, we had an ultrasound lab where we obviously all don't have ultrasound machines at our house. The professors, Dr. Buchholz and Matt Brown, were able to kind of get like a 50-minute demo done before they were unable to go to Duke's campus. And then there was also like a 15-minute live demo that we had over Zoom. So that was about as close to a lab that we were able to have. And then the assignment kind of followed the same way. We just weren't able to do it ourselves. But I could definitely see how a class like BME 354, which is a lot of breadboarding and kind of doing things by hand, how that could be tough, even if you had a physical demo there for you, because a lot of it is the process of kind of working through design and things like that.
So I know you said one of your exams has been changed to a paper, but what about your other courses?
Yeah, I think that a couple of things that I've noticed is first, professors have either made the exams so that they would be open note, so that they wouldn't have to worry about preventing students from doing that or attempting to kind of cut down on that kind of cheating if that was to take place. But I think that they're kind of, a bunch of professors are kind of attempting to change some things and give unique kinds of tests in ways that might be more conducive to an online learning environment, or the fact that students have all of their resources. So maybe like doing take-home tests that aren't just like you have 75 minutes to complete it. It might be you have a couple of days and you can use all your resources.
Have you, I'm not sure if you were in any clubs or activities before, but if you were, can you talk a little bit about like how any of those have changed?
Yeah, so one big one is I'm part of Duke Enable. So we would meet every week and we have clients that are kind of like looking for us to finish their projects. So for that, it's kind of been, because the collab is closed, we can't really print new parts, but we are still kind of working on some of the designs and the prototypes that we have in Fusion because we still have the technology on our computer.